Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Hey there, it's Kelly Rossman McKinney with the Ebling and News Show. I am subbing for Jack Ebling tonight, and we've got our second hour of the show. I'm very excited to have our first guest, Jeff Williams. He is the new CEO of Public Sector Consultants. They just celebrated their 30th anniversary, and with Jeff, and we may actually hear a word from him at the very end of the segment, is Jeff's recruit, Aaron Williams, who I think is 6 years old. Maybe. Yes, I got it right. He's nodding. So, Jeff, thanks for joining us. I know you had a really crazy evening. You've already been to one social event of the evening celebrating Jeff Padden's firm, right?
Indeed. It's great. There are, you know, two really good public policy consulting firms in town, Public Sector Consultants, who just celebrated our 30th anniversary. And if I remember correctly, I think Jeff Padden at Public Policy Associates is coming up either he's at 20 or soon will have his 20th anniversary. So, two great stories right here in Lansing.
Well, in fact, Public Sector Consultants, you had a rocking good time at your 30th anniversary party a couple of weeks ago at Tropo, celebrating really 30 years of great policy work. What kinds of things does public sector really work on?
You know, we really are arranged in three divisions. We've got a team of people that do environmental policy. It's land use, water policy, good at stewardship of the environment. We've got a team of folks that work in healthcare and human services, doing a lot of work with foundations, with community health groups. And then I'm in our education practice area. So I work a lot with foundations, with school districts, looking at education policy. So health, environment, and education are our three main focus areas.
Well, and in fact, you were founded actually by Jerry Favorman. 30 years ago. In a basement, I think.
I think as the story I've heard it was told, was it was founded kind of in Jerry's basement. And then Jerry moved, I think, once or twice into kind of some other offices. When I joined the firm, we were on the fourth floor of the Knapp Center downtown. And now we're just a couple blocks away in with Fox 47 at the corner of Pine and St. Joe.
And in fact, you've got, and forgive the term, you've got some great policy wonks on your team. And wonk, I think wonk is like nerd now as a cool word.
We have celebrated being wonks and pointy-headed researchers for a long time, probably for almost all of our 30 years. But where we really have fun is we believe that good information does drive good policy, and we like to get our hands dirty. We like to see our information used. We like to work with state governments, with foundations, really to look at moving the state or the community we're working with forward and embracing the new era.
Well, I bet people would be really surprised at some of the things that your firm has touched over the years. Can you talk a little bit about what I would consider sort of those landmark issues that you take particular pride in?
Yeah, so a couple that I can think of for Governor Granholm, we had staffed both the Land Use Commission and the Cherry Commission on Higher Education. So a lot of our work, that was where we were facilitating discussions of a lot of interested parties trying to come to common agreement and, again, trying to agree on a new agenda for the state. Prior to Governor Granholm, we'd worked for Governor Engler, looking at kind of the nexus between higher education and kind of the patents and other research spinoffs from the state's universities. A more recent study we had done was on the smoking issue, the smoking ban.
And we I worked research. On the other side of that issue. I really don't like your work on that. But go ahead.
But, you know, this is an example where, you know, again, and I intentionally picked that knowing you'd work the other side.
Of course
side.
You did.
But, you know, this is an area where that it was a big issue of public policy. Yeah. There were lots of issues on each side. And one of the lines of debate was that the ban itself killed off bars, restaurants, or
some
had a negative
yeah.
some businesses.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we looked at national research, our paper said, you know, we've looked at the national research and it can't be proven. It's not a one-to-one relationship. So, and again, it's still open for debate. I think I saw the Restaurant Association or some others.
The Licensed Beverage Association, I think, has indicated, especially with the smaller businesses. But it's really interesting because you look at both empirical data and anecdotal, don't you? When you're looking at a policy and its impact on a community and organization, et cetera.
We do. And this is, again, where, again, we'd like to get our hands dirty. We are researchers. When we look, you know, at the state as a whole, at the entire restaurant and entertainment industry, and when we put our, you know, our talk with our economics friends and look at public finance, we have to say the research says there is no material impact. When you dial that down to a particular bar in a particular part of town yeah. that had a particular clientele, of course, there could be an impact. But the problem right now, especially, is, you know, the smoking ban is, I think, 2 years old.
Not even. It just went into effect in May.
And think of the economy in the last 12 months. So this is why public policy is a messy thing, because it is rational and reasonable, if I was a bar owner, to say that the smoking ban is causing a decline in business. But you can't divorce that from the general Michigan economy, which honestly hasn't been going gangbusters in the last 6 months either. So it's really tough to come to a conclusion. And that's where, again, as a firm, we believe that the best information, you know, neutrally observed and well presented, will win the day, and that it has to get out there into the public debate.
Have you ever worked on a project where, as you got the information together, your mindset just completely changed based on the data, the findings that you've come across?
That happens on a regular basis. I can think of a client in the last couple of months where, you know, the client came to us. We had a research project in mind. The client had signed off. We started down the path. We got about 3 weeks into it and realized that the research not only was not there that we thought was, but it was actually pointing in a completely different direction. So in our professional responsibility, we took that back to the client and said, you need to rethink your issue here. And they, you know, took our research. 2 weeks later, they said, you know what? We agree with you. So
never mind.
We got hired again because this was an area that their board, they hadn't even thought of. They thought it was kind of off limits. And the research said, no, this is very clearly inbound. So we actually helped them with kind of a strategic plan to take them in a place that they thought they couldn't go.
And, you know, I'm dying to know what the issue is. Yeah. I don't suppose you're going to tell me yet, are you?
I can't tell you
can
yet
you
because
hint?
It's still going. I can tell you it's in the education arena. And again, lots of changes going on.
That really narrows the field, doesn't it?
But yeah, and again, this is where, you know, sometimes we work on issues that may take, you know, several years to come to fruition. Other times, you know, people will call us and say, I need an answer in 3 weeks. I can think of one a couple years ago for the Skillman Foundation. As we knew the Detroit Public Schools was going to drop below the magic 100,000 student mark, mm-hmm. we were asked to quickly review state law and, you know, what happens, what laws need to change.
Were written specifically based on student population.
Right. And
correct,
again, and this, you never in state law name a particular city. So the rule is, you know, this is a city that has a school district with more than 100,000 students, which everyone knew was Detroit. Well, when it dropped below, we found these tentacles out. There was an economic development corporation, a special power that Wayne County had that was tied to the county having at least one school district with more than 100,000 students.
Oh, wow.
So those were examples where, again, a client called and said, this is a real big policy issue. We think it's going to come pretty quickly. Do a quick scan for us. We did, and we said, you know, here are the answers from the school code, from the School Aid Act. And then we said, here are 14 other laws. You know,
and
the police powers of Wayne State University were affected by the headcount of DPS, the EDC of Wayne County. You find these tentacles that are just out there that you wouldn't suspect, you wouldn't think were there. And that's, again, that's where I have the most fun is I love public policy. You know, I believe in the power of government exercised correctly. I believe in good information. And it's just a great deal of fun to work with about 30 other people. And I've been there 20 years. It's been 20 great years of, what do I get to learn about today?
And CEO now.
That's it's slowly sinking in. I started in April of 1991 as a lowly paid survey gopher for, at that point, a brand new vice president, Bill Cederberg, who was doing kind of their surveys and kind of founded their education practice. And Bill knew I knew computers, and he knew me from – I would work for the state senate for about a year before on their computer network. And he said – you know computers and we need public policy help. And I think I started at $4.25 an hour. So I started as an intern and a year later was named – I was the youngest person ever put on the staff, the consulting staff of public sector. And
that's
then,
great.
You know, here we are as of January 1, the CEO. It's
that's
been a
great,
great. Ride.
That's great. Well, I got to tell you, Jeff, I know we were going to talk a little bit about Michigan Saves, but we'll just save that for another day.
That's fine.
I want to thank our guest, Jeff Williams, CEO of Public Sector Consultants, and I'm going to ask Aaron Williams, his 6-year-old son, to say, hey, we'll be back in just a minute after this break. If you could do that for me, Aaron, I'd so appreciate it.
Hey, we'll be back after our break in just a minute.
Thanks, Aaron. We'll be back 1320 WILS.